Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
Hey, Emma. Roel, how you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for calling us back. So, yes, sir, I'm doing great.
We got disconnected. I had power outage on this.
I see.
I had to go outside and take care of it. Anyway, yeah. So, sorry about that. Yeah, so I think my questions will be answered, right, once I get on a call with the Facebook team at 6:30?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then if I have questions about Google, I have to call the Google team, right?
Well, not necessarily, but if you'll call us back and reach our customer service agent, they should be able to also answer your question. But going back, if you are still confused with the Google Verified and Google Ads, or if you'd want to know more information about it, Google Ads, again, it's the pay-per-click campaign.
Yep.
Google Verified, it's the pay-per-lead campaign, and you already have that. What you do not have at the moment is Google Ads. But I would say the pay-per-lead campaign actually gives more advantage because it's the very first thing that would show up on the Google search results. The second would be the Google Ads. So in terms of placement on Google search, then Google Verified is the top, like the topmost option. So since you already have that, then we can continue just having the local or the Google Verified campaign. Or again, if you really would want to see the maximum that we can give out for this campaign, you can also consider running Google Ads at the same time.
Well, how much is that?
The minimum is just $300, sir.
It's only $300?
Yes.
Okay.
But that would mean just being at par with your competition. So if you'd want to gain more advantage, then add an extra $100 or two. That way you get more clicks than your competitors. That means your ads will show up when your competitors no longer have the budget to run for extra clicks.
But if they do, if they have the budget, then I'm not going to show up.
Well, it still would show up, but after two clicks, your campaign will be gone and your competitor's campaign would still be running.
So when you say per click, so if I give $300, how long does that last?
Well, we were going to put a daily limit to make sure that that budget will last for 30 days. So let's say, for example, the click per day or the pay per click is at like $3. So that would mean with $300, you would only allow at least one click per day. So once someone clicks on the ad on that day, then it will stop running for the remaining of the day, and it will only continue running at the following day.
So what is your suggestion, your advice?
I can go out and check what's the current. We will not going to be able to check the actual pay-per-click right now, but I can go out and try to use AI to see what's the current at your market. And then from there, we can decide if you're okay with having, like, 4 to 5 clicks per day, or again, it depends on the budget, but I can go out and take a look.
Okay, so real quick here. So basically, I got Google Verified, is I'm set there because I got the address and the and also the, you know, the address and also the review. So that's going. We just need to merge it, and then we have the Google Verified campaign.
Yes.
And the Google Verified campaign is what I set out to put $750 towards.
That is right.
Which is $50 a lead, right?
Yes, sir.
So if they cannot find my ad, which is 30, you know, 30 names down, I won't be spending any money. Is that correct?
That is right.
Okay, I gotcha. And so having said that also, is there anything else I need to know? Is there any kind of ads going out like Facebook at all or anything like that on Google side or no more?
Facebook, it stays on the Facebook platform itself.
Yeah. And on Google, there is no such thing like Facebook.
No.
Okay.
It's not Link at all.
Okay. So, all right. That sounds good. Yep. So, Google Verified, we're set. You guys put that in motion, and you're going to make sure the address and all the you know, reviews all stay together. We're just going to merge it into one. We just got to wait, right?
Yes, sir.
And my Google campaign.
Sorry, go ahead.
And my Google campaign, did I prepay that already?
The next due is on the 27th.
The next due?
Yes.
Well, how much is due on the 27th?
I know. It's the monthly, the $249.
No, I know that monthly. I'm good with. Okay. I'm talking about the Google Verified campaign. My budget was $750, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And that's already been deducted. Is that correct?
I'll have to take a look. Just 1 second. Because the last payment that was collected, it was billed back on, February 26th. I'm not seeing any charges for the month of March.
Well, definitely wouldn't be in March. This was activated maybe like in January, maybe.
Let me take a look if there were any leads from Google Verified, because that could be the reason why there were no charges. So hold on. Facebook, March. I see. The reason why there were no charge from Google Guaranteed for March.
Google Guaranteed.
Google Verified. Sorry.
Okay.
It used to be Google Guaranteed, but they changed it. Google Verified campaign. Yes, correct. So there were no Google Verified campaign leads for the month of March. That's why we did not deduct anything first.
The question I had is, did I prepay it?
Yes.
Okay, that was my question. So I did prepay $750 back in January, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so having said that, nothing has been used so far. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and most likely nothing will be used because most likely nobody can find me. 30 names down, right?
We'll continue working in that one, sir.
Well, I understand you will, but I think it's accurate, though. If you're 30 names down, nobody's going to find you. Now, next question, okay? If somebody knows my name because, you know, I told them to, you know, hey, Simple Roofing Group, find me on Google, and, and then you can call me. And they look me up and put Simple Roofing Group on, and do the search, and they find me. Would that charge me $50 then if I, if they wanted? How does that work, I guess? Do they click something and then it charges me $50?
If they will see your name under the paid ad section and click on call now, then yes, that's when you will be charged.
Gotcha. But what I'm saying, even if it's my lead, when I tell somebody, go look me up, and then, when you're ready, call me. Well, if they do that, I'll still get charged because the system does not know that I told them to call me and look me up, right?
Yes, sir. Hopefully they will not. If that happens, hopefully they will not gonna find you under the paid ad section. Because if they do, then yes, you will be charged.
Gotcha. I'm okay with that. But they gotta know my name. They're not gonna find me if I'm 30 names back. Nobody gets that far back. I got to assume I'm at least 30 back, right? Have you looked at it?
Yes, sir. Still not on the first page.
Well, and the money I've got to spend to get on the first page takes time and also, a lot of effort. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm better off instead of doing that, maybe doing a Facebook campaign where they will actually, where I'm putting ads out there and then, putting my ad in front of people that like people that are interested, right?
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, okay, that sounds good. Yep, I got a 6:30 call. I'll talk to the Facebook people and see what the strategy is because, again, they'll be more – they'll know exactly what's going on Okay?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, if anything, you have our phone number, so please do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Stay safe, sir. You have a good one.